HUS Stores, Connecticut, 91.7 FM, radio for the people. And now it's time for some jazz. We're filling in for Chris Sampson on Gravity and Chaos. My name's Ken, and let's get started with a great guitarist. His name's Tom Guarna.
Thank you.
That's the guitarist Tom Guarna and his albums entitled Rush, his first album as a leader, and it's a good one. And that features, besides Tom Guarna on guitar, Joel Fram, a West Hartford native, playing soprano and tenor saxophones, Danny Grissett on piano, Orlando Fleming on bass, and Jonathan Blake on drums. All right, time now is 8:06. This is Gravity and Chaos. And filling in for Chris Sampson, happy to do his show tonight. I usually do a show on Saturday afternoons or evenings from 5 to 7 p.m. But I am glad to be filling in on this time slot, Monday nights. I've got a whole mix of different kinds of music queued up for you. I hope you like the show. No real theme to it tonight, just some music I've been wanting to hear, and a lot of new music as well. But we're going to start off with a track from great alto player Kenny Garrett. This one's back from 1992, and it's old jazz standard called Bye Bye Blackbird. We'll be right back. Fred Hirsch, great piano player, very good improviser, very creative. His trio has a brand new album out entitled Floating, and that features John Hebert on bass and Eric McPherson on drums. We heard two from that album. First one you heard had a real New Orleans feel to it. That one was called Home Fries, and then that was followed by a Thelonious Monk composition. That one's called Let's Cool One. Fred Hirsch Trio, new album, released a couple months ago. We started out that set with Kenny Garrett from his album from back in 1992 entitled Black Hope. And we heard his rendition of the jazz standard, Bye Bye Blackbird. And personnel on that one, Kenny Garrett on soprano and alto sax. Joe Henderson's on this album as well. Not sure if he was on that track on tenor sax. Kenny Kirkland on piano. Donald Brown on synthesizers. Charnette Moffett on bass. And Brian Blade on drums. Kenny Garrett, fine alto sax player. A lot of energy. All right, time now is 8:26. You're listening to Gravity and Chaos. Usually in this chair is Chris Sampson, but my name's Ken, and I'm filling in for tonight. We're going to continue on with some new music from the drummer, Otis Brown. Otis Brown III, a fine drummer. You may have heard him playing with Joe Lovano in the Us Five Quintet, or perhaps Esperanza Spalding, or Robert Glasper, Jimmy Green. Otis Brown gets a lot of gigs because he's a great drummer. And he's got his initial album out, his premiere album, and it's called The Thought of You. So we're going to hear a couple tracks from that. We're going to start out with one called The Way, Truth, and Life. Thank you. Brand new from Otis Brown III, great drummer. We heard two tracks from his new album, which is produced by Derek Hodge, who's the bass player for Robert Glasper and a record producer in his own right of jazz and hip-hop and all forms of music. But on this one, we've got some great sounds from Otis Brown III. You heard the emphasis on drums on that. That album's called The Thought of You, and we heard two tracks. We started out with The Way, Truth, and Life, and that was followed by You're Still the One with those unique-sounding vocals by Gretchen Parlato. I really like that sound. Also on that album, Robert Glasper on piano, Keon Harold on trumpet, John Ellis on sax, Ben Williams on bass, Ner Felder on guitar, and it has guest vocals by Bilal, Gretchen Parlato, as you just heard, and Nikki Ross. So really nice album, a very wide range of sounds. I think you'll enjoy it. All right, time now is 8:42. This is Gravity and Chaos. My name is Ken Laster, sitting in for Chris Sampson. We're going to continue on with music from Alan Ferber. He made some great arrangements for a large ensemble. We're going to start out with a track called Hyper Ballad.
Thank you.
Pretty amazing. What great arrangements from Alan Ferber, a great trombone player as well, and has been in many big bands, large ensembles such as those from Gerald Wilson and John Hollenbeck. And you can see that he draws a lot of his influence from some of the advanced modern music that John Hollenbeck arranges. Very much the same kind of thing, but this is Alan Ferber's chance to arrange and lead a large ensemble. We heard two tracks from that. The album's called March Sublime. The last one you heard was the title track from that album, and before that you heard another one called Hyper Ballad.